Short Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'd hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, in time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a bunch in between, and post the resulting disaster for your enjoyment and suffering. This is weekly challenge number 207, and the topic is alliteration. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of alliteration, so let's go ahead and hear them in the order that I received them. First up is the collaboration between Anima Zabaleta and Ari Gaffer. This is going to be fun. Let's check them out.
Hey, it's Ari with Anima's submission again. She is still in Peru, and I'm only in the Arctic, so I'm filling in. Here is Anima's submission for Weekly Challenge 207, Obsessed. I'm plagued by a dastardly demon, a robotic ruler who harangues and harasses hundreds of words out of me. Each week I resist, I rant, I rave, determined that this week I shall be free. On Monday Eve, I start to take my leave, determined not to learn of the next theme. But by Friday morn, I've perused the poll and am mocked by the monkey meme. So each week I bring tribute, mosaics of memories. Feverishly from my fingers flow these fictions. From home and afar, I submit, and lament the laxity of my linguistic locutions.
Thank you, Ari, and thank you, Anima Zabaleta, a trooper to the end. But this isn't the end of anything, it's just the beginning of the podcast. What am I doing? Now, if you had a hard time understanding that, which it was clear as day to me, the text for each story will be available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on the site where you can choose your favorites. This determines who picks the topic for next week. And finally, there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them packages containing lovely parrots with beautiful plumage you're trying to smuggle into the country from the Amazon. Well, let's continue here, because we've got more than just one story. That would be crazy, just one story. No, we've got one from Ross, of Rossitron.
Hi, this is Ross, from Rossitron.com. And this one's called, All for the Want of a Horseshoe Nail. Richard rushed across the room to his typewriter, rolling in a sheet of clean, white paper. He mumbled to himself as his fingers flew over the keys. His muse was in full force today, and he could feel this, his first novel, would be his masterpiece. Clunk. With a cry, he pulled apart jammed keys, sobbing as one letter's head cracked cleanly off its rod. He tried to continue anyway. Lucius named Acromose Labradors Academically. It was no use. He ripped the paper free and buried his head in his arms. For want of an L, the debut was lost.
Aww. This is going to be like the Berlin Airlift. We're going to have the Berlin L-Lift. And we're going to drop it into Ross. Ross, all the L's you could possibly need. Like SpaghettiOs, it will be Spaghetti L's. You know, you can eat them all. They're tasty. Pasta. And nutritious. Not. Anything in a can can't possibly be nutritious, except for beer. Ah! Actually, that's iced tea. I'm always drinking iced tea. Anytime that we play the game, what am I drinking? Just say iced tea, you'll be right. I'm not going to drink soda. I can't drink Diet Coke anymore. I can't drink carbonated beverages. I tried drinking a margarita at Cabo's, and if you were listening to my rants this past week, you'll know that that did not go so well. Right. But also, if you're tracking the war on the wallet, yes, I've zeroed out every card but one. And this week, that last card goes down in flames. Yeah! And better yet, the war on the waistline. I'm down to 239 from a peak of 255. And I was bouncing around 242 was probably my minimum of the range, 2 Mondays ago. Now, you know, 239 is my minimum. So, I'm feeling good and I'm doing daily walks. I just did an hour long walk this morning and I had podcasts. That's how you do it. You listen to podcasts. Back in 2002 when I was doing daily walks, I was listening to old radio stuff from Alt Binary's music, old timey radio. Yeah, true. True, and music. But now, when you have a 160 gig iPod, you can fill it with all sorts of podcasts. How Stuff Works, Great Heights, they have long stories instead of these little dinky short ones. You can get a good walk going on that. And Some Other Scotland, and all the other stuff, Luscious Leftovers. And there are lots of podcasts that people have. And, you know, and some audio books, too. You can get Phil Rossi going and go walking around, you'll find yourself losing all kinds of weight with that. Just go for a walk. And if you can't walk, hop. Anyway, that's my rant. That's my fitness rant. Just wait until I'm sitting with my butt on the sofa for 10 hours at a time again. Next up is Zach Mann. Now, he doesn't just sit on his butt 10 hours at a time. This man, he's an adventurer. So let's find out what alliteration he's spun.
Peter Parker listens to Peter Piper's podcast persistently. Unpleased, Peter Piper prepared pickled peppers, but never posted how he pickled peppers on the vine. Peter has a place where he prepares peppered peaches. Although Peter listens to Piper's podcast, his problem with his pink petunias persisted. Peter Piper's pussycat purrs persistently, although it's predominantly pissed off even when pouncing on its pony plush toy. As Peter's program plays, Postman Percy peruses a Pratchett book in which the Patrician's palace has a predominant place. Peter Parker pontificates Peter Piper's pussy's problem as posting him a parcel packed with pink petunias.
Pony toy? Sparkle pony! Thank you, Zachman. And that reminds me, I need to do a little film of, Phelan Fairchild, Sparkle Pony, given the goods. Yeah, life wasn't all so great. Is there Sparkle Pony? I don't want to talk about it. She, you know, there was a settlement on a court. Yeah. Oh. Once again, thank you, Zach, man. Now up to TJ. He had a raucous cast party last night, so I'm going to talk real quiet so that he, you know, his hangover, I don't make it worse. So, TJ, here's your story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where I've spent the last week getting Let's Murder Marsha up on the stage, and this is Review. The matinee of Let's Murder Marsha marked a magnificent magnum opus by a mellifluous dramatis personae. Christine Morris played Marsha with moxie, and Graham the Man-Toller was downright muppety. Amanda made a remarkable maid, and Kirk made a maestro Mr. Gilmore. Angie played a Persis to perfection, and Jerry jumped out as a gendarme. Last but not least, Cece's Lynette was a lark as a lush, and it all came together tremendously. Now, if all of you will get out of my head for a moment, I'm gonna take the next week off to unwind and relax and recover.
Thank you, TJ. That was wonderful. What is that? Wonderful. Bravo. Next up is Norval Joe. You know that Norval Joe is actually Philip Carroll. That this isn't one of those Bruce Wayne Batman things where, you know, Joe... Yeah, never mind. Here's Norval Joe and his story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 207, I think, with the prompt of alliteration. Well, here's my story. Crouching, crow-like creatures crept and crawled from the crumbling, creeper-covered crypt. Whimpering and whining, they wheeled away, wickedly taloned wingtips whisper in the wind. A single soul sits so silently she seems asleep. Suddenly she stands straight, frantic she flees the frenetic flying fiends. Running, she races the rabid rooks. Refuge is revealed through red brick arches. Safe, she sighs and shivers, secure inside the sealed sanctuary. Tenacious and terrible, the tiny terrorists torment and tap wickedly without the windows. Rescuers arrive to destroy the angry assailants and release the horrified heroine. Happy, she hugs her handsome hero. Thanks for listening. Remember to come out to Great Heights and vote for your favorite there. I think you still have a day or so to vote for the current poll that's up. The Forgotten Horror was the prompt, and there were some pretty good stories. And there's a really cool one by Justin Lomaster, who had a guest reader in for him that I thought did a good job. Come by and vote for which ones you think are the best. Also, come by the following week and write one. You've got 200 to 3,000 words to work with, so come on by. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
There you go, the plug for Great Heights. Great! Awesome! Yes. Remember, it's okay to shamelessly plug your podcasts or other podcasts as part of this. There have been 207, 208 episodes of this. The floor is open. Advertise away. It's not like I'm going to charge you for it. And if you charge me for it, I mean, charge me for plugging your own podcast on this one? Now, that's crazy. But it may just work. I may just fall for it. I am kind of stupid. Okay, next up, we're going into a batch here of stories where people didn't record them. I know, you guys are busy. You know, you got this stuff during the week, you know, families and such. So, first up is Jay Radimus, and I'm going to hand this off to the Midget.
Arrgh! All my days, I am again and again an admonishing litter bugs to leave and let me have a lone, lazy, leisure-filled lark on my lush lawn. In intelligent interview, I insist they are impeding inherent tranquility, yet they tarry and try my temper. To tame my ever-ready energy is even edgier evocation. I'd really rather regret releasing. Ridiculous rivalry wreaks aggression and animosity as I avoid turning into tussles over trespasses. Time tames my irritation. I insist I invite no intrusion into my orbit. Ordinary objects do not obstruct my need for niceties. I know I'm not neurotic. No?
Thank you, Jay Radimus. And if you're keeping score, 6 takes. Just saying. Yeah, thank you for the topic. Okay, next person up to bat, but who bunts it and doesn't send in their audio, is Justin, the Space Turtle. Oh, yeah. Let's see how many takes this takes.
Increasing Ivan's income because he was industrious, Isaiah indentured Ivan and inundated him with idiotic inquisitions. Instead of indulging Isaiah, Ivan became insubordinate. Inciting an insurrection, Ivan included others in the incapacitation of the inglorious incubators of evil. Ingesting them impulsively, Ivan increased in immensity. In the end, Ivan learned that imbibing them increased his intellect. Instead of inclining towards illustriousness, Ivan instead inclined entirely to abstaining from alliteration. Then he read about how cannibalism was frowned upon and regurgitated all the evil, unlearning all.
Thank you, Justin. And if you're still keeping score, 4 takes. Man, what a week for people not to record their stories. I mean, so many people didn't do it this week. They just looked at the topic and said, yeah, whatever. Maybe the next topic will be ball. God. Well, speaking of balls, here's the last one on the block. Yep, Planet Z. You'll suffer with me. 1, 2, 3.
Martin took the package into the basement beyond the range of the scanners and opened it. A book. An actual book. Before ebooks. Before censorship. Before the scanners. It was a dictionary, and he started with A. He saw words he'd never seen or heard before, and some he'd heard as a child, his grandfather teaching them to him, before they took him away. He was reading about alliteration when the door was kicked in. The librarian squad dragged him off. An agent looked at the book, ran a finger down the page. Allowable, he said, and got out his lighter.
And there you have it, a few stories that involve the art of alliteration. Thank you to everyone who braved the topic this week. I know it wasn't easy. It really wasn't easy trying to read those two stories. I mean, the midget trying to read those two stories. But hopefully things will be easier next week for you. Once again, the show notes are going to be at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody who sent in stories and a poll where you can choose your favorites, and that will determine who picks the topic for the next week. By the way, the topic for weekly challenge number 208, I think it involves when vacation is over, so you'll want to check that out. I'll see y'all tomorrow with more of my boring, usual, daily 100-word stories. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.